USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today addressed the media for the first time. Now, this was after his 13 hours he spent in North Korea preparing for the upcoming summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Pompeo talks about how the meetings went.
Just yesterday, I returned from Pyongyang, where I had productive discussions with Chairman Kim Jong-un in preparation for President Trump's summit with him. It was an honor as one of my first actions as Secretary of State to negotiate the safe return of three U.S. citizens and bring them home to freedom.
Earlier today at the White House, President Donald Trump said now is the time to act on high prescription drug prices.
We will have tougher negotiation, more competition, and much lower prices at the pharmacy counter, and it'll start to take effect very soon.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States, affecting 40 million adults every year. It's no surprise that many successful entrepreneurs struggle with anxiety as well. Sarah Wilson is author of a new book titled First We Make the Beast Beautiful, A New Journey Through Anxiety. She talked about some of the more famous people who struggle with anxiety and how they use it to their benefit.
Anxiety is their superpower. It's their anxiety that has made them brave enough to take risks, which they haven't always understood at the time, but they've gone ahead and done it anyway, and it's led to incredible stuff. You know, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, if you go back to Charles Darwin, you know, these really well-known people, Gandhi, you know, had anxiety. You know, these incredible thought leaders.
Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump will be part of the U.S. delegation heading to Israel for the relocation of the U.S. embassy. That all takes place Monday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Oil prices are mainly flat today after reaching three-year highs. Now, what does this mean long-term and what does it mean short-term? Well, economist John Tamney joined me earlier, and he talks about why this needs to be a huge warning signal for folks.
It's a flashing red signal. Let's be clear. Oil is not suddenly scarce. What this is a reflection of a very cheap dollar. When the dollar is weak, oil rises in price. This has negative implications beyond the prices we pay at the pump. When the dollar's weak, there's less investment. Without investment, you don't have new companies, you don't have new jobs, and so people are unhappy because they're earning less, plus everything costs more. This is dangerous. Presidents that oversee a weak dollar invariably oversee a rising oil price, and their economies falter on this every single time. Look at Nixon, Carter, George W. Bush. It's very, very clear. We need to be watching this.
The latest list of America's most popular baby names is out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Emma and Liam, the most popular baby names in 2017. It's the first time that Liam has claimed the title, according to the administration, but it's the fourth straight year that Emma's been number one. For the first time since World War II, Michael falls out of the top 10. Number 12, Emily also fell out of the top 10 for the first time in nearly 30 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.